Jeremiah's getting set up. Wonder how many of the people knew Jeremiah's intercession for them before God to turn away his wrath from them. And now, just sitting around listening for every word in order to accuse him, put him to death. Was it Jeremiah that said, "You duped me, O Lord," right? Where God's word was so burning within him that he couldn't keep it contained within his being. Jesus is making it very clear to the 12. Look, this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you about it before it happens so that you know when it happens, you know that I told you. You'll be shocked. I'm letting you know. Apparently James and John's mom wasn't there during this conversation. Shows up later. In your kingdom, it's about seats, about positions, places of authority. Jesus takes the opportunity to explain the kingdom. The kingdom is not like the kingdoms of the Gentiles. This is a kingdom in which the one who is the greatest serves everyone else. We see in Jesus not just the actions of a savior, but the actions of the truest human being that has ever lived. He is a divine person, but fully human. How do you know who a person is often? By listening to them tell about who they are, or by watching them. Teachers do teaching things. Police officers do police officer things. Priests do priestly things. We see in their actions the testimony and the witness of their identity. Jesus is not just doing in order for humanity to be saved. He is also revealing humanity to itself. Don't you think that's appropriate? Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the eternal Word of God that has always been, through which all of creation came into being. And humanity as the ultimate moment of creation in which humanity is made in the image and likeness of God. Jesus is teaching us what it means to be human, what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God. If you want to be happy, you will not find it sitting in a chair of authority and power. If you want to be happy, you will find it in the service of your brothers and sisters. Do you believe me? Do you believe Jesus? The greatest among you must be the servant of all. To be happy, to be fully human, to be in the image and likeness of God who is love, you must give yourself away. Only in the giving of yourself away will you truly find happiness. Peter, James, their mom, the Gentiles, the world, thinking happiness is when everyone waits upon you, when you have others at your beck and call, when you have your own security detachment, when you have your own person that goes shopping for you, right? Like who would give up the joy of shopping and pay someone else to go shopping for them? I mean, seriously. How would you imagine that could make you happy? And yet, that's what the world thinks. It's crazy to imagine that one of the greatest witnesses to Jesus in our time, I was alive enough to know her not as Saint Teresa, but as Mother Teresa. This morning with the kids, I said, you know, Mother Teresa, how many of you know who Mother Teresa is? And they're little kids, they're like, right? Hands raised. So she was president of the United States. No, Father. She was a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. No, Father. How many movies did Mother Teresa star in? Or how many songs do you hear on the radio that she wrote and sang? And how do you know her? A simple girl grew up in a country, consecrated her life to God, and left that country to find the poorest of the poor in the streets of India. And because she became the lowest, she became one of the greatest saints of our time. If you want to be happy, my brothers and sisters, give yourself away. The coolest thing about that is, when I said that to the kids this morning, I said, so, there's some good news in there, you know. Give yourself away doesn't mean that you have to have millions of dollars or a fancy car or multiple homes or boats or titles, or prestige. I told those little kids, I said, you have everything that you need to be fully human and to be happy. Everything, right now, you possess it. Because all you need to do is give yourself away in the service of those that are around you. Then, you will truly be happy. I don't know if they fully understood that or not, my brothers and sisters. The world's telling them so many things that they must have in order to be happy. Don't know if they believed me or not. They sure were thinking about it this morning. The possibility that everything that they need to be happy, they already possess. All they need to do is give it away. You are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. And there is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's all you need, my brothers and sisters. Do not run from that. Do not try and save yourself. Save your life. In doing so, you'll be miserable. Give yourself away. Amen.